A word for you from Matthew 23 verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. We've looked at various parts of the verse through this past week, but now right at the end, these striking words that should convict each one listening to it, these awful words, but you would not. It is in juxtaposition with the Lord saying, I wanted to, but you would not. I wanted to show you compassion like the hen gathers her brood under her wings, seeking to protect it, to save the chicks. The Lord uses here on purpose this motherly compassion, where a mother would lay down her life for her children. But the Lord much more so, laying down his life for you and me. But the truth of the matter is the tragedy of those who would not. Ogushuguti noma unkulunkulu uznigele ngendotana yakhe. Kotu Jesu uti noko awufunanga ubungafuni uguti uze gimina. You refused. And that is the ultimate judgment. The judgment is not that you didn't know, but rather you would not. If it was just that you were born a pagan, you never heard the gospel, you're in another category. But of those who did know, and here he speaks about Jerusalem, the very capital of God's people, and perhaps you are also counted among them. Does the Lord perhaps say of you how often, how many times he has tried to speak to you? He sent his prophets to you. He spoke to you through his Holy Spirit. He convicted you through his word. And like the mother hen, Jesus wanted to gather you. He wanted to pull you as close as possible into his bosom. He wanted you in him. He in you. But here is the judgment. You would not. Some say, well, if it's true that God knew from the beginning who would go to heaven and who would go to hell, well, where is choice? But here the Lord lays it out clearly. Those who are ultimately condemned are those who would not. They chose to reject their salvation. Jesus didn't make hell for you and me, for human beings, but for the devil and his angels. Of course, if you want to follow the devil, then you will cling to the place where he is going to. Does Jesus say of you today, but you would not?